from the studios of Boise State Public Radio, More Idaho Matters right now. Officials broke ground recently on an ambitious power line project that will move renewable energy across our region. The 732-mile Transwest will supply electricity to Las Vegas, Los Angeles, as well as other areas. It's one way the Biden administration is hoping to achieve 100% clean energy by the year 2035. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Just southeast of Rawlins on the Overland Trail Ranch, officials break ground with shovels on the Transwest Express Powerline Project. It'll be a 732-mile line that'll transfer Wyoming's wind-generated electricity to the southwest. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland speaks to a crowd gathered in the sagebrush desert. The wind ripped through 10 flags behind her, representing the interest groups, which included the Wyoming, Colorado, and California flags.
We know that clean energy transmission lines and renewable energy projects on public lands will help communities across the country to be part of the climate solution while creating good-paying jobs.
The project will start on this 320,000-acre private ranch where a wind farm that's in construction is also located. The line will transmit 3,000 megawatts of power generated from the wind and bring it all the way to southern Nevada. That's enough energy to power about a million homes located everywhere from Los Angeles, San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Wyoming's Governor Mark Gordon is also in attendance.
It's wonderful to see so many people here today. What an exciting day.
Gordon is usually at odds with the Biden administration's push to move away from fossil fuels on public lands. A lawsuit dealing with this is actually still pending. But in regards to this wind project, Gordon is on the same page as the feds.
Because there's an urgency. As we see climate change, we know that we don't have time to waste. We have to move with diligence forward to make sure that we address the issue of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere with alacrity, with diligence, and with dedication.
This all comes as a stark difference from what Carbon County has known, which is oil, natural gas, and coal. U.S. Department of Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm acknowledges this.
We want people to say yes. Yes to clean energy. In the same way people have said yes to fossil energy.
And some people are saying yes, like Rawlins Mayor Terry Wykum. He even has a little windmill pin on his shirt. He says the town has been in a bust recently as thousands of jobs were lost from the local coal mines closing and the oil fields slowing.
It is a lucky break for us to get this incredible thing in our midst. Some people don't like it. Some people don't like ice cream. I don't know what to tell you.
Wykum says people don't like it because
they feel like it's replacing. Well, the coal's gone and they've been closed. We need it all. You know, we need all the energy sources we can. It's not a competition.
The Transwest project will bring 1,000 temporary workers over the next decade. And by then, it'll be up and running. At a post-groundbreaking celebration at the local train depot, dozens of residents gather, eating cake, drinking champagne, and talking energy. Damian Sesko has lived in Rawlins most of his life and runs a music academy. He's glad the project is coming to the area, but
one of the reasons we live here is the wide open spaces. You know, that's definitely had an effect on some of those things. Not everybody in the world necessarily wants to look at windmills.
Sesko is talking about that nearby wind farm that's currently under construction. If finished as planned, it'll be the largest wind farm in the country. Sesko says as a local business owner, he thinks both projects will bring a much-needed boost to the struggling economy in Rawlins.
Obviously, it's going to be different, but change is always different, so you have to take what you can take and make the accommodations and just hope you don't go too far.
The Transwest Express Powerline project is 18 years in the making. The permitting process and changes in administrations took a lot of time. Officials pointed out future projects will need to be streamlined. Another 18 years, and it'll be well past the Biden administration's clean energy deadline of 2035. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caitlin Tan in Carbon County.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
From an Iraq war cover-up to towns ravaged by opioids to the roots of our modern immigration crisis, Embedded explores what's been sealed off and undisclosed. NPR's original investigative podcast reveals why these stories and the people behind them matter. Listen to the Embedded podcast, only from NPR.